السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected brothers, mothers and sisters, neighbors, it's hot, very hot. It's getting late. I'm sure you're hungry and I'm even more hungry. My point is, I'm not going to take too much of your time. I want to share with you this afternoon just one point about marriage, just one point. And I make dua to Almighty Allah that He grants me first the tawfiq of making amal. My wife is listening on the other side. But let me start by asking a question. How many of you here are married? Pick up your hands. Higher, don't be shy. It's an accolade, a badge you can wear with honor. My hand is up, it's up high. Why did you get married? Okay, don't answer the question loudly. But just think about it for a moment, reflect over it. Why did you get married? What's your definition of marriage? And what was your assumption of what marriage would be like then and what it is now? I'm not going to go into the different possibilities of what answers are floating through your mind. But the crux of what I want to say to you this afternoon, that marriage is not only about romance. Marriage is a commitment. The big problem we have in the world today is that marriage is over-romanticized. It's all about the love, the flirting, the courting, the roses, the chocolates, the finer moments. Islam is not against that. Islam says that romance must be part of your marriage, even when your back is hunched, and even when you smell more like zambak than you do of oud. The romance was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam right up to his final moments. Even in those last days, you'll find the element of romance in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's just one element. Marriage is much more than that. It's a commitment. Firstly, it's a commitment to Allah. When you sit in the masjid and you said, "Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha wa tazawwajtuha," you were pledging to Allah to look after your wife. And that wife, when she gave her representative the permission to hand her over into marriage, she was pledging to Allah to fulfill her obligations towards her husband. You will be asked a number of questions on the day of Qiyamah, and one of those questions will be with regards this obligation, this commitment that you made to Allah. And after the commitment to Allah, you made a commitment to your spouse. I share this parable and this analogy repeatedly because it makes so much of sense. Many years ago, I read in one book about marriage. In the introduction, the author said, Being married is like being a gardener. If you spend 6 weeks flat in your garden, you make it look smart, the roses are there, everything is well, then ignore it for 6 weeks and look at what will be the state of your garden. You have to keep at it constantly. You'll enjoy the finer moments, you'll have to go through the difficult moments together as well. Why is it today that the world has become averse to marriage? It's primarily those who have religious values who walk down the aisle, to use the proverbial description. Otherwise, it's about meet my partner. 15 years, still my partner. Why? Because it's the fear of commitment. You're my partner tomorrow, I can tell you, take your bags and move. Yes, even if you are married, you can still break the relation, but it's more formal and to break it is more difficult. To break it is more difficult. You've actually now formally severed the relationship. So it commits you to the process. It commits you to the process. Let me tell you this, and I promise not to be long, so I'm going to start my conclusion. The conclusion might be lengthy. Let me tell you this, the greatest asset we have today is our marriages. And the thing we neglect the most today is our marriages. 10, 15, 20 years in, that man is so obsessed now with his business, with his friends, with golf, with fishing, with everything else, doesn't have that much time for the wife. The wife becomes so infatuated with her children, with her home, with her friends. I mean, they spend more time on WhatsApp these days than we do. You don't need to buy Indian delights anymore, all the recipes are on WhatsApp. So what happens? You tend to drift apart, like you're living in a hotel. You're sharing the same space, you're eating at the same table, but emotionally, you are living totally separate lives. The verse which Qarisab recited, Allah says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Love and mercy. Love is there in the initial years. Ultimately, it's about emotional support. You have to love that woman when she had a figure like a trigger. You also have to love her when she's looking a little more like an oil drum. Because she bore your children. She looked after you for all of those years. Now it's also time to show love. It's also time to, but that love will not be generated by lust, it will be love that will be generated by mercy. That's why Allah says, مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Otherwise, just on a lighter note, everyone is quite hot and text this afternoon. They say there was this man, he gave his wife absolutely nothing, whole life, you know, really stingy. And then he got terminally ill. So one day he's having an emotional moment, he tells his wife, I've got one last request, will you fulfill it? So even though he was a man who gave his wife absolutely nothing, he said, yes, I'll fulfill it. He said, the day I die, take my money and put it in my coffin, in my coffin. She looked at him and she was like, wow, is there a height to stinginess? Anyway, the day he died, the Muslims will know that the body is there. The menfolk came to pick it up, to take it to the graveyard. She puts a parcel into his coffin. So her family start to rebuke her and say, he's dead, he can't do anything, you're entitled to the money. She said, no, 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 I wrote him a check, if he can cash it, he can keep it. We don't want that kind of marriages. Your spouse is your support. Why is it today we've become so caught up in the rat race of life? So caught up, either we're living like animals or we're living like machines. We're not living like humans. Hundreds of years ago, Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi came out one night with a lantern in the middle of the night. And someone asked him, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for a human. I'm looking for a human being. We have learned how to walk on the moon, but we haven't learned how to live on planet Earth. Because it's the age of mechanical advancement and development, we have become machine-like in our homes. It's all about that same routine, going through that same process. And we neglect the greatest source of joy that you can ever have, and that is your spouse. We neglect it at the expense of business, friends, hobbies, and sometimes also at the expense of our children. My mothers, I appeal to you, you love your children. The love of the mother for a child is proverbial, but not at the expense of your husband, not at the expense of your marriage. And I'll narrate to you one more thing and I conclude. I mentioned this incident a few times in the week because it hit me so hard. They say, perhaps it's a hypothetical incident. There was a man who got a job as a woodcutter. And he was a hard-working man and he wanted to impress his boss. So he comes the first day with his chopper and he chops 15 trees. And he goes to the boss and says, 15. The boss says, no one has chopped 15. 16 threes in one day. I congratulate you. Looks like you have potential. I made the right decision. The next day, he works even harder to impress the boss. He only manages 13. The day after, 11. After a week, he's down to 3. So he goes and he lowers his head in front of the boss and he says, I don't know what to tell you. So the boss told him, when last did you sharpen your axe? When last did you sharpen your axe? It's gone blunt. You're working harder. You're chopping with more intensity. Your axe is gone blunt. When last did you enjoy a genuine moment with your family and your spouse? This world will continue without you. Your company, your business, your institution will continue without you. The day you step out, your own children will be happy that you were gone. But ask those mothers who have been widows for 10 and 20 years, ask those men who have lost their spouses. That is irreplaceable. May Allah grant me first tawfiq and barakah.
Say you what would be stupid.